mentioned yesterday that there is a heter to shecht on Yom Tov. The reason being because it's simply one of those melachos which is oichel nefesh. In fact, ein lecha oichel nefesh gadol mizeh. There's no greater oichel nefesh related melacha than shechting, because obviously you're slaughtering for the sake of eating its meat, and therefore clearly it's one of those melachos which is permitted. It's not one of the exceptions; it's the rule that you're allowed to shecht for eating. We mentioned yesterday a detail within that, which is that if a person is to find out that the animal is actually a teifa, after the slaughtering, after the shechting, he finds out that the animal is a teifa and is not kosher to consume, then it becomes immediately mukta. So much so that he won't be allowed to do the tearing of the hide or the taking off the feathers after it turns out to be a teifa. And he may not move the animal anymore because it's mukta. Now we're going to be learning a little bit more about this concept of shechita on Yom Tov, and we are starting with a little bit of a detail, which is the following halacha. Ein dine shechita b'Yom Tov, page 212. Ein marin sakin lechochem b'Yom Tov. Now, when a person shows the knife, it's a fascinating mishnah here, which we're going to see. When a person shechts a knife, very much part of the process of shechting knife is also showing the knife, showing the sakin. So, would you be allowed to show the knife which you're using for shechting? Would you be allowed to show that knife to a chacham? The rule is, it's not a rule, the minig is to show the sakin to a chacham. There's various reasons for that, but would you? So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Ein marin sakin lechacham b'yom tev. You may not show the knife to a chacham on Yom Tov. Well, if you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, but you may not show the knife to a chacham on Yom Tov. Lirois to see imuroi lishchoit boy, if the sakin is sharp enough and it's got no indentations whatsoever to use it, you can shecht it on Yom Tov. You can use the knife is a good knife. Why? Shema perhaps tiep kuma, perhaps there is slight cracks. The yoimaloi, and the Rav will tell him, the Dayan will tell him, you're not allowed to use this knife mipnei because of pkimos, because of its cracks, indentations. And what will happen if he says so? Vayelech, he'll go. Vayechadenu b'mashchetzes, is going to sharpen the knife with the special utensil which sharpens the knife. V'chacham and a chacham shor sakin le'atzma, a chacham which who saw the knife himself. Yochel ashil la'acherim, he can lend it to others. Let's see this a bit closer in Mishnah Berurah Sif Kol Na'alef, four lines from the bottom. Ein marin afilim kva padak atavach le'atzmoi. So normally the shaykh will check the knives many times over himself, but even if he showed it, if he's looked at the knife himself, he may not show the knife on Yom Tov to a chacham. Even if he looked at, he checked the knife before Yom Tov, and he checked that it was fine, he may not bring the knife on Yom Tov to the chacham, because perhaps the chacham is going to say, "Oh no, this knife is no good," and then he's going to be tempted to sharpen that knife. Liroy is to see k'moshe aminik bizman chach me'ashas. This was the minik in the times of the Gemara. Leharoy is to show the sakin achabtikos lechacham ibnei kvoidoy. So this is the point, really. Much of it has to do with being respectful to the Rav. To this day, this concept exists to some extent that a shoychet will bring the knife to the local Rav to check if he's sharpening well. It is a tremendous expertise required for sharpening the knives. It's a huge work. I think I may have mentioned that I've got a shvager, a brother-in-law, who is a shoychet, and he once showed me his knives and also the way he sharpens it. And it is an unbelievable expertise which is required, both for the actual sharpening and for the checking as well. It takes hours every day after shechting. For many, many hours, the shechtim go home and they sharpen the knives for the next day. It takes them very literally hours to have it absolutely sharp. And it's a great achievement once it reaches that perfect level of sharpness. Now, in the previous generations, also the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, to some extent today, but in previous generations, you'd show the knife to the Rav for getting kind of the authorization. But more than that, you'd give him to the covet. You know, I'm the Shoichat, this is my knife. And for the covet of the Rav, you'd show the knife. And there's another aspect as well, which is the aspect of being checked if the knife is really good enough. Nowadays, the Dayanim of the Shechita boards will go irregularly, there's no, and they'll do spot checks in the Shechita houses. All the Bati Dinim do that, all of them, and they do spot checks on the knives. They do spot checks, that's the real thing that they actually check, is they go to the Shechita and say, show me your knife, and they have to show the knives, and they see if it's good enough. If the knife is in the unlikely and very rare event that the Shechita knife is no good, this can't. If it happens once, I'm not sure, but if it happens a few times, then the Shechita is out because it's not good enough. But it's generally the Shechitim take great pride in sharpening of their knives, and they will really ensure that it's really 100% sharp. Here we're not referring to that though. Here we're referring to you go to the Chacham, you show it because of his covered. Shemot yepkumas if cotton gimel who with the evidim eral loy v'nim tzis yofer mutal ishchet. But what happens if you brought the knife to the Rav, which you were not meant to? You brought the knife to the Rav on Yom Tov Be'isa, and he says that it's fine, then you would be allowed to shecht with that knife on Yom Tov, whilst, of course, you're not meant to show it to you, but if you did, then it's fine. It doesn't become, the knife doesn't become osur or something like that, but you're just not meant to show the knife to the Chacham on Yom Tov. Very good question. That's an excellent question. So please, can you expand on your question? I want to talk about that.
Machshire Eichel Nefesh, I understand, is much if it was not possible to do them. Things that you need to prepare for Eichel Nefesh. So a knife would be an example of that. Lechoira, I don't know. Probably. If you weren't able to do it before Yom Tov, through illness or whatever, then, or if it became Pogamon Yom Tov, I think you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov.
Absolutely. So you're asking a question, why is the sharpening of the knives also in the first place? Surely, if you are sharpening a knife, what you're really doing is a preparation to Eichel Nefesh, and preparing for Eichel Nefesh is permitted. Right, very good. Okay. So we're going to get to your point shortly, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, it's an excellent question. Let me just repeat the excellent question that Rabbi Tepe is asking. Rabbi Tepe is asking that we learned previously that not only Eichel Nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov, but also the Machshirim of Eichel Nefesh. The preparation of Eichel Nefesh are permitted too. This is this is the halacha that we paskin. So whilst, of course, something which could have been done before Yom Tov, you should prepare before Yom Tov, but in the instance that it cannot be prepared before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to do machshir mechal nefesh. So you're asking that, could be that if the knife becomes less sharp, if it gets if it loses its sharpness on Yom Tov, then it's clearly something which is melachas oichal nefesh she'ief shal asoisim erev Yom Tov, something which can only be achieved today on Yom Tov, surely should be permitted. And that's an excellent question, and we will address that in Mitzvah Hashem. We will address that. In Mishneh Berurah speaks about it. Okay, so let us carry on in the Ramos. Ramos says, Ve'achshav bizman hazeh, nowadays, says the Ramon, top of page, Shekol shoyched roye sakim be'atzmo, nowadays, that generally, the onus, the responsibility of the sharpness of the knife lies on the shoychet himself, and he's the one who checks the knife. He will check the knife himself. Whoever wishes to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, he should check the knife before Yom Tov, and not on Yom Tov. Shema, perhaps Yashchizen is going to end up sharpening itself. So now that we check it, that the Shoychet checks it himself, he shouldn't check it on Yom Tov. He should make sure to check it beforehand, because by him also, there's the same problem may come up, that he suddenly sees on Yom Tov that the knife is not sharp enough, and he's going to say, oh no, I can't check like this, and he's going to end up sharpening it further, which of course would be a problem. So therefore, take into consideration that it's on him to have it sharp, now this is a problem for him as well. He should not check the knife on Yom Tov. He should make sure that it's sharp erev Yom Tov. That's when he should check it. If he didn't check before Yom Tov, and it is difficult circumstances, Yochel Vodka Yom Tov would be allowed to check it on Yom Tov. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkoten Hey, Roye Sakin Le'atzmo, he checks the knife himself. Shesoyimchin, we rely al Kabbalah Sheishloi, we rely on the Kabbalah that the Shoychim have. And this is really the current situation and scenario that we try, that once a Shoychet has a Kabbalah, what is really called Kabbalah nowadays, he has got a tradition and a Messiah from another elder Shoychet, that he says, you know, he has been trained and taught and coached and mentored how to shecht. Once he's done that for a bit of a time, then afterwards he gives a Kabbalah to the next to other Shoychetim. Of course, it goes through Abonim as well. But once he's got this Ksav Kabbalah, this written document saying that he's got a Kabbalah, then we rely on that. Therefore, there is no real need to go constantly to have the knife checked constantly by Chachamim, because he's got a Kabbalah which makes us rely on this Chazakah, on his Kabbalah. Therefore, he doesn't need to have constant checkings, because we rely on the fact that he knows what he's doing. You may also not put back the knife in its nadin. The nadin is, what is that called? That
Sheath,
is that what it's called? So you may not put it back into the sheath. It's interesting, the knives nowadays are produced, I know the shochtim, this is again I know from the shochtim, you can't get random knives. In fact, they cannot, the shochtim use knives which are produced, you can't get them in England at all. I think there's two manufacturers of knives for shochtim. I believe one of them is actually Swiss. The Swiss are known for producing good quality. There's one particular firm that produces very, very, very strong, very strong knives, and those and when they come, they you may not put it back into that. What did it say? Sheaf. If you put it back in the sheaf, we are concerned it may scratch it, or you may dent it a bit, and that would invalidate the shechita. If you'd scratch or touch or bump onto the side of the sheaf, then it wouldn't be a fully checked knife. Says. So it's important. He may not put it back into the sheaf, he has to put it elsewhere. It is right that every shoychet will have a few, two or three knives prepared before Yom Tov. They cost a fortune. They cost an absolute fortune. They cost many, many, many hundreds of pounds, these knives. And yet the Mishnah says a person should have a few of them. The truth is that I believe every shoychet nowadays has got a few couple of knives anyway, because they may need to change them on a regular when they've got their shifts to go through so many chickens that they are halfway, they need to change anyway because they get a bit blunt, and therefore they anyway need a few knives. But the Mishnah says they all must be checked and totally sharp before Yom Tov, because if they because if it needs to be replaced, they should have something ready. Let's move on to Sif Beis. Yochel Oilech Sakin Vabahem Etzel Tabach Lishchot. You may bring the knife to the Shoychet. You may bring the knife and the animal to the Shoychet Lishchot to Shecht. Cotton, even a small calf, which need to be bought on the shoulders, nevertheless, and although it could have been brought before Yom Tov, nevertheless, it's permitted. Also, the shoychet can bring the knife to the animal. It doesn't make a difference which direction. So you can bring the animal to the shoychet, you can bring the knife to the shoychet, or vice versa. Carrying is permitted on Yom Tov for the purpose of shechting the animal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton test, second v'abeim etzel tabach, afilu dechash shesarabim, if you go through a public domain, nevertheless it is permitted. We're not concerned that perhaps he's going to carry much too much and unrequired items. We rely, if he's carrying the knife, it's for good reason. He was carrying the animal, even on the shoulders, it's for good reason. So therefore, we're not worried about any other potential carryings that he may do. Now, the next Mishnah Berurah is really the Mishnah Berurah that Rabbi Tepper addressed. You're allowed to carry it. Because carrying an oichel nefesh is carrying for the sake of oichel nefesh. It's like oichel nefesh itself. Not like a machshirin, not like its preparation. And therefore, it makes no difference if it's miboidoyim, if it's possible technically or not to prepare before Yom Tov. For afila dasa yesh machmir and le'eltsim and tafzadihei le'noitzo el achmi. So here comes the word that when it comes to carrying, we look at it as if it's the oichel nefesh itself, contrary to other parts of the melacha which are so removed. But the carrying is considered the oichel nefesh itself. Therefore, it's not the machshim, it's not a preparation, it's considered the oichel nefesh itself. Therefore, although it was possible to prepare that before Yom Tov, it makes no difference. You could have brought the animal before Yom Tov, fine, shkoyach, shoyin, you could have brought it, but you don't need to, because it's oichel nefesh itself. It's like the shechting itself, which you don't have to do that before Yom Tov. It's part of the action itself, part of the oichel nefesh itself, which may be performed even lechatchila on Yom Tov itself. Therefore, you don't have to worry about it. The fact that you could have done it before Yom Tov. So again, from carrying onwards, it's considered as if you are doing the melacha itself, not machshirim. It's the melacha itself, and therefore, you don't have to worry about the fact that it could have been done miboidoyim. It's like cooking itself. You don't have to worry about it. You can do it today, no problem. And therefore, no, it's saying that. It's kemachshirim. It's not kemachshirim. It's like oichel nefesh itself. Yeah, and Sivkot Yud Aleph Vuadina Sakin Etzal Behemah, similar also the animal to the Sakin, the Sakin, etc. Whichever direction you're bringing the animal to the knife, or vice versa, everything's fine. V'loy Amrino, we do not say to Toiv Yoyse Shabahemah Telech Beragleah. We don't say, you know, the animal should rather walk itself on its own feet at Tzalatabach to the Shoichet. You can schlep the animal if you wish, if you feel comfortable taking the goat on your shoulders. If it's more comfortable that way, then do it gesundheit. If you prefer to take in the lead, that's fine as well. But you don't have to worry in terms of hotza. You don't have to worry about it because it's considered already part of the shechting, part of the actual melach itself, and not its preparation. And consequently, you can just even schlep the animal on your shoulders. It doesn't make a difference, and you don't have to worry about. Perhaps it could have walked itself. Don't worry about it. You can carry it. It's the iso itself doesn't apply at all. There will be a little bit more in connection to this, but we're not going to address it tonight. There's a little bit more about the actual concept of carrying on Yom Tov. Carrying on Yom Tov is different than all the other melachas, even if it is not for Oichel Nefesh, and even if it is more like a machshirin, there is more to be discussed about carrying on Yom Tov. And the fact is, we all know about it, that carrying on Yom Tov is very lenient, and many tend to carry much more easily than other melachas on Yom Tov, and there is good reason for that, and that will be discussed in Mishim when we address the halachas of Hotzah on Yom Tov. That will be addressed in Mishim in due course, but here we see a touch of that already. You don't have to worry how you carry the animal and whether you carry the animal, because ultimately it's part of the, you're going to ultimately going to shecht it, and therefore it's perfectly fine and perfectly in order. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, fine, we covered this evening Pasiyat Dishmaya. We started learning about the knives, which is brought to the Chacham on Yom Tov. We say that you may not bring the knife to the Shoichet on Yom Tov, because perhaps he's going to passel the knife. If the Chacham passels the knife, then you're going to be stuck, because you can't shecht with a knife like that, and you're going to end up perhaps sharpening the knife, which would be awesome. We learned that nowadays the Ramah says that a person doesn't necessarily show the knife to the Chacham. So if he doesn't show the Chacham and he checks it himself, then indeed there's a chum on him. He should make sure that his knives are perfectly sharp and perfectly prepared when he shechts, and he should make sure that before Yom Tov that it's perfectly okay. We also learned that in terms of carrying, it's much more lenient, and a person may carry on Yom Tov whether the knife or the animal or whatever it may be for the sake of the shechita, and he doesn't have to worry about it because this is all part of the kulas. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to continue more on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. I wish you a very good evening.